The LSU Ag Center, working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the American Sugarcane League, released a new sugarcane variety, HOCP04-838.
And it's probably the best variety that we've ever released from the standpoint of cold tolerance.
That's LSU Ag Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois. He says the variety has good disease and insect resistance. Sugarcane breeder Collins Kembeng says this is the first time a variety was developed for cold tolerance.
And we've realized that cold tolerance has something to do with ratooning ability or stubbling ability. Where there's no cold tolerance, the stands thin out after every other year.
The cold tolerance trait will help in the development of energy cane, Kembeng added. Breeders are working on high-fiber cane that can be used as feedstock for ethanol. This variety could be grown farther north for the energy cane program.
The best way to grow energy cane is to, you know, extend the range of cultivation so that the sugar program would grow in the prime sugar land, and then the energy cane program can survive in the more northerly locations.
Another advantage Kembeng cites is that this cold-tolerant variety could be grown later into the winter.
So we're hoping that we can push the boundaries in terms of the season.
The variety is available to plant this year. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.